And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
I try not to sing with it, but it happens.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba, the podcast.
That's
bad. It's the podcast.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Podcast. Big D and Bubba, the podcast.
You need to get the guitar, do a punk version, like
I'm not
some like
singing.
Emo.
I don't even remember how to play the song. I'm not doing it.
Fine.
I had a comment about the version. Animals and the Smartage.
I'm going to play punk music on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, dude, you could do it. Oh, they do that. Man, it's like a thing now. By the way, if you are listening to the podcast, welcome to the party. Rate us. Give us all the stars you can possibly give because the stars are good. No stars is bad. Lots of stars is good. Subscribe on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Hit the bell. That way you always know whenever we do a podcast or we post any other video from the radio show. As we are coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
Every
Big D
day.
Is over here having deep breaths like he wants to jump in and say something.
No, I'm just trying to get oxygen to my body.
And I do want to thank our sponsor this week, Pickle Jar. If you love music, you got to download the Pickle Jar app because it's a way for you to tip your bands or your favorite bands, that kind of stuff. You can show gratitude to the people at the bar or the people on stage. You can support some great causes in town, and they have a bunch of exclusive content like performances and things like that that you can't find anywhere else. iPhone, Droid, picklejar.com.
Hey, I want to do something kind of different on the podcast. I want to do like a weekly news recap and just kind of read the head. I get them every week.
And we're just going to comment on stuff?
Yeah, I want to see what you guys, what your thoughts are on things. The S&P 500 briefly fell into bear market territory last Friday, dropping 20% from its high in January, but rallied before the close. Dow closed down for its eighth consecutive week and its longest weekly losing streak since 1932.
I do know that I have lost a gob ton of money.
Like
a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
It's bad. It's bad. I
everybody's 401ks are fried right now. Everything's just fried.
I have an app that I look at my retirement stuff. I stopped doing it.
Yeah. You can't look
it's
at it right
now. It's probably
for
the best. You really shouldn't look at it. If you're not in a place where you have to sell or you're not somebody who moves stuff around in your own account,
just
don't
stay.
I will say this. If you're one of those people like years ago, thank you, Chris Wegman. I'm going to give him a shout out on this one because he's the one who really convinced me he said, man, just take X number of dollars, whatever you can afford, and just put it to automatically buy every, you know, pay period. And so literally that's what I did and set it up. So yeah, you know, during you're able to buy things during the highs and the lows, but when it's really low like this, your money buys way more. So when the market does rally one day, you're going to be sitting high on the hog. And it's a great way to do it. If you do it that way, you don't even miss the money because it's not even in your account.
Do you know where high on the hog comes from? It comes from the higher cut on the animal. It's a
Is that
better
like
cut
the
of
better meat.
Meat? Yeah, like the back air of the shoulders, it's all better. It's better. Pork shoulders.
Yeah,
better.
That's where the muscle is.
You don't want to the like the feet, it's like considered
nobody wants the feet. The feet.
Well, people want feet. Pig feet like at the
Your
gas station.
Your people want feet. Nobody.
My people eat some pig feet, man.
Okay. Starbucks said it's going to exit Russia after suspending operations at its 130 Russian coffee shops. The company will continue to pay its staff for 6 months. Starbucks opened its first Russian shop in 2007.
До свидания.
This is nice. This follows McDonald's, who has pulled out all of their stores as well. They're in the process of. I don't know what's. I mean, if you're a Russian, you know, there a lot of for a while the Russian regular population didn't know that there was a legit war like that they had invaded
they didn't know the
Ukraine.
Ukraine thing
no,
was going on?
They were just told that it was a special military operation. And there is a group of volunteers who would call from Ukraine, and they had a database that would just randomly call because a lot of people there have home numbers, like landlines, and they would call and explain, just talk to a stranger and go, hey, listen, I'm in Ukraine. I'm wanted to tell you that what's really going on. You're not getting the real news on the state-run Russian news site.
Now, the interesting thing is I don't know what to believe on the whole Ukraine thing. And I know everybody's like, oh, you got to be sided with Ukraine. I honestly don't know. It's not my people. It's not my war. I'm like, let them sort their own stuff out. I know that's crazy, but
it's not crazy at
all. I
don't
know who to trust because the media has their thing and every media is different. Like, they're all just slightly slanted different. I'm like, I don't know where the truth is. And I do know because I get on my Oculus 2 and I go into those chat rooms where I talk to people in the Ukraine. In all these other countries.
Bots. Those people are all
no, I talk
there.
To them. They're real people.
They might be real people. They're still telling
how
you.
Know
they could. They
the
could.
Crane.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I can trust them either. That's what I'm saying. I don't know anything
I don't think
about
that's what you're going to say.
Well,
you're down a road of, I talk to them, and that's what's really going
no,
on.
No, what I was going to say is I'm hearing so many different stories from the people there. I know I've watched some of the, what was that, Patrick Lancaster guy on YouTube. There was totally different stuff on there. I'm like, I don't know what to believe. Therefore, I'm kind of just like, I'm disconnected. I'm not putting Ukraine colors as my Facebook profile picture,
either,
and I'm not flying a flag on the back of my car.
Listen,
and I see people driving around like that all the time.
I'm like, why?
Somebody said, Venmo me if you love Ukraine on the back of their car. So I requested money from them. They didn't send me any.
Of course they didn't. By the way, I got more Venmo requests for money. Way more. It was 10-1 over people who actually sent me money.
Yuma Johnny told me that he sent you a request for, he sent you like...
He sent me $2 for whiskey and baby formula.
What a nice guy, man.
Don't mix those together. Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate
don't mix
that.
Them together. What?
I got a bunch of people, man. I got people sending me weird amounts like $1.32 and, you know.
I wonder why.
Hey, man, I don't know.
Did you flip it over and see what it says?
What do you mean flip it
like,
over?
Like, you know, what was it, the 8,008?
This isn't a digital calculator
or
in 1988.
What are we doing, Dolly Parton boob jokes
on
the calculator?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you flip it over and you're like, oh.
Maybe there's a thing.
I remember how fun that was.
You'd be like, okay, so Dolly Parton had 524, you know, puppies, and then this, that, and then it equals, and you go,
you turn it upside down and it said boobies.
And you're like, boobies.
Yeah, it was the greatest thing. Like, man, when you were in elementary school, that was like, what?
No, no, man, that's...
My friends are so clever.
Soft porn is what that was.
Just for the record, Big D, you never paid me the $1.11 I asked you for during last week's podcast.
Oh, my bad.
Reminder.
My bad.
Yeah.
What else you got? What other? Top Gun, by the way, can I just say, was worth the wait. What?
I thought you weren't going to give any spoilers.
That was on the air. That was on the air. I said not on the radio. But I will say here on the podcast, I'm not giving too much. Penny Benjamin is in it, the Admiral's daughter. That's awesome. He loves chicks with old Porsches. The P-51 that he flies at the end of the movie is his personal P-51. The country they were supposed to be in is Iran because, like, when we left, Stacy asked me, my wife was like, what country was that? Was it Russia? I was like, no, it's Iran because it was a country that was flying Russian planes, and they also had some old F-14 Tomcats from the prior generation whenever we, you know, traded them the Iran-Contra stuff. That's where it was supposed to be. They never actually say Iran, but it's Iran. And I'm just telling you, go see it. It's amazing.
Really, it's really good.
I got my love of aviation from just watching airplanes and all that. And then I completely just became enamored after seeing Top Gun the first time in the movies as a little kid. And I saw it 19 times at the theater, and we counted. And so I know it's like right around there, give or take one or two. But me and my buds, we would go over and over and over. We would go and collect golf balls and sell them to golfers for 25 cents just to be able to scrounge up enough money to go and see the movie again. And I'll tell you, man, I love that movie. It got me motivated to one day learn to fly and have an airplane and all that kind of stuff. And it's the greatest movie. I love Top Gun. It's a special place in my heart. This one, Top Gun Maverick, every bit as good. In some ways, it's better. In some ways, I go, wow, man, the editing could have been a little tighter because they wanted to make it feel like Top Gun. So I don't know, man. It opens great. It opens strong. It's got the you know, the little the little Top Gun theme and all that. And then they actually do Danger Zone. There's a lot of fan service in there. There's some shot for shot stuff. It's amazing. And I just want to say, go and see it. It is going to be one of the best. Well, it's going to be probably the biggest movie of the year.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be the Tom Cruise's first $100 million opening weekend.
He's never had a $100 million weekend?
Mm-mm. He had a $65 million weekend with
Mission Impossible?
No, it was it wasn't Mission Impossible. It was something else.
What else would it have been?
I don't know. I forget now.
Was it War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was weird to think that he never had all those big movies he was in.
Well, War of the Worlds was not really, I don't think, a huge movie, but it had so much pre-promotional stuff tied to it.
Well, it's like Top Gun, Maverick. Oh, I mean, we've been waiting for it for 3 years. 3 years we've been, it's been done.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it's, oh gosh, it's so good.
Amazon opened its first clothing store called Amazon Style in LA. It refocuses on its physical retail strategy on fashion and groceries. When are we going to get one of those grocery stores where you just walk in and walk out? Like you don't have to, there's no cashier.
Oh, yeah, where it's all NFC.
Yeah, what do you call it?
And it just registers whatever's in your cart. Yeah. So as you go out to the parking lot, it automatically rings you up and deducts it.
Stops shoplifting because you can walk out with it and you still get charged. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. And the best part is, excuse me, is you have your little, y'all got a, what do you call the thing that you put your groceries in or in a grocery cart?
A cart, a buggy. There's several different names.
You call it a buggy or you call it a cart?
I call it, it depends.
Shopping cart.
Shopping cart?
Depends on the day because, see, my mom used to call it a buggy.
Yeah, my mom
so
too.
I'll call it a buggy. Sometimes I'm like, hey, grab a buggy. Or I'll say, grab a cart. I'm, you know, I grew up in South Louisiana. My mom called it a buggy, but I've lived all around the planet. And all around America, so everybody's got their own thing. So I just kind of
no. I only know two. What's
cart
another
and
one?
Grocery cart.
I only know
it's just cart and buggy.
Garrett, it's what do you call it? Cart or buggy? Cart.
Hmm.
Yeah, I find myself. I want to say I say buggy, but I think I say cart. Anyway, also when you have stuff and you just put
food
your bags
carts.
In a cart in the buggy, and you just put stuff in the bags, and it's already done. That's great.
Yeah,
it's great. I like that. You ever been to one of those places where you, it's like that, it's like there's a hole in the building and you drive into it and.
Like a drive through
it's
convenience store?
Yeah, but it's not, you're not on the side of it. You're in it. Like it's divided in half. Like half the building's here, half the building's there. And you drive through it and it's wide open.
I've done that for like a daiquiri shop somewhere. I forgot where, but.
And you tell them what you want and they just go through the little store and come back and bring it to you while you stay in your car.
I mean, they kind of do that now. If you order it on an app, they'll tell you when to pick it up and they just bring
it. Yeah, but
it
he's
right
talking about you actually drive through the store.
Like,
I've never seen that.
It's almost like a wash bay at a car wash.
Yeah.
It's that kind of size.
Yeah.
But instead of there being walls, it's open and you're in the like, it's weird. It's I think it's a more northern thing.
I was about to say, that seems kind of unnecessary unless it's like, you know, snowing a blizzard outside. Maybe that'd be.
I've also never used a pickup service for groceries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they all do it now. Walmart
have
grocery
it?
Has it.
Everybody.
Target. I've done it at the Walmart grocery because.
We
tested it out.
It's kind of nice. And I will say it wasn't at Walmart where they got it wrong. I showed up, and so what they do is they come up with things. If they don't have your exact item, they buy something like close, like probably another brand or whatever. And I always get the generics for everything because, you know me, I'm Penny Pincher. And what?
Not.
Dude, for groceries and things
groceries
like that?
For groceries, you are. It's so funny to me. Bubba is the cheapest person I know when it comes to things like groceries. But then we'll buy a new car every 15 months.
You're literally paying for poop, though.
No, you're not.
What is going to happen to whatever you eat when you eat your pizza?
It doesn't matter, but food is one of the great joys of life. And you didn't get that fat by not enjoying it. So
No, this is stress eating that got me, man.
Still.
Last couple of years caught up with me. Which, by the way, thank you again to my son, Frankie, for motivating me to get into the gym. So, yeah.
I was going to bring up Walmart. I'm sorry. Are you finished with that?
I don't even remember what I was saying because
Walmart
hijacked me.
Is doing, they're finally doing the drone delivery service. It's for, they have, it's a small town in Arkansas where they have the first one. And it is set up, it's a third-party company that is doing it and has been doing it for like 5 or 6 years in Africa delivering medical supplies and blood. Mm-hmm. And so a hospital, they don't, in like in Africa, they don't have all kinds of medicines and whatnot and mm-hmm. on site. So they order it. They get the order at the place, the little drone headquarters. They go through and they have it all, you know, ready to go. They put it in the compartment and they fly it, and it drops from a little parachute to the hospital.
Like in the Hunger Games?
Exactly. Dude, like that. And they have it with, they said they have it within 10 minutes from ordering. And wow. Now Walmart is doing it. It's 10 pounds or less, and they do it from like 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you have to live within a certain
like range.
Mile range. And then they fly it out, drop it in with a little parachute to where you are.
That terrifies me, man.
And now they're doing now they're opening up one in Tampa. So you have Arkansas. Tampa's is just opened up this week, and then there's like 4 or 5 other places. New Jersey, Virginia.
I don't want drones
Utah.
Flying around everywhere. I just don't. Do you know how weird that's going to be? And think about
I don't really care for it either.
Noise pollution that we're going to end up having. By the time, let's fast forward 15 to 20 years, all you're going to hear everywhere is
unless it gets
silent. That's the least of my concerns.
They're not going to get silent.
You know, you never know, man. Somebody could hack those things, and then eventually they learn how to hack themselves. And then it's.
And then we got the Matrix going on. Terminator, Matrix, all combined.
Well, I think it's cool. But.
It is cool. Like, as far as the tech stuff, because as a nerd, I go, man, that is really cool. But on the other side, I mean, it's there are ways to weaponize those things. I mean, could you imagine somebody delivering an app? I'm not saying anything they didn't already think about, but delivering a payload and just popping into random houses and stuff like that. And that's what I'm saying. If we get used to seeing them flying all over, you'll never know which ones to trust, and it's weird.
You can't fly a helicopter over, like, a football stadium, right? I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to.
Yeah, they have a TFR over large groups, yeah.
Right. But people do it with drones, and they don't stop it. There's really no way to police it right now.
I was at
a concert. You say no, they can't, or no, they.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I have a drone. I'll tell you what.
Sunday, and there was a drone flying over the crowd, and I kept thinking, cops. That's all great until.
Was it big?
I mean, who knows? Because you can't really tell how based on how high it is.
Well, the big ones are the big camera platforms.
Again, it was at night. All I could see was lights, but I saw it going back and forth over the crowd. It wasn't. High enough,
but it was one. It was one.
And that's probably the problem with that is what happens if the battery dies or it fails and it falls on a crowd of people. What if it does that intentionally? What if it's got something it can drop on people? And so
that's no different than someone throwing a hand grenade,
because you can't throw a hand grenade into this thing where we were. You couldn't get close enough. You couldn't I was in an amphitheater. It was at least a half a mile from the parking lot, and you got to go through security to get in. But somebody can fly a drone.
But there are the laws on drones are actually pretty strict.
Yeah, we see people follow laws very well.
Yeah,
Uvalde.
So, like, I've gone to take my drone, and I was right inside an area of an airport, but I wasn't really near it. But there's a ring that goes around it, mm-hmm. and so I light up the drone. And go to take off, start the rotors, and a thing pops up on my screen. It says, caution, this is a no-fly zone, basically.
Active right. TFR kind of thing?
And says, contact the phone number, blah, 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 blah.
But
and the thing
what
is,
if you do it? Does it?
Yeah, so all of these drones have what's called ADS-B on them, and they're all trackable. All your serial numbers on it. You're attached to it because you got to register it. All that stuff gets put and it goes. They know who it is.
You have a very, very smart son, and I bet he could find ways to circumvent those little ADSB numbers and all that
somebody
kind of stuff.
Somebody with hacking capabilities.
Yeah, somebody who knows what they're
hard,
doing with code can possibly make
it,
changes.
I mean,
and
yeah, you could lie and make up a name when you register it. So
of course.
That's
the
problem.
You're a law-abiding citizen who's not going to do something bad with the drone.
But there's a reason we have all these terrible things happen, because we have terrible people.
That's right.
It's not a gun problem or a drone problem or this problem. We have a people problem. And that is kind of what my point is I don't trust people. I love the technology. I don't trust people. That's where my issues are, because there are just turds out there.
So like right here, we're
he's not wrong.
Controlled airspace. Like I just pulled it up.
Yeah.
Controlled airspace. Airspace authorization required. See details below.
Yeah, you're a good dude. You're not going to fly anything right now where you're not supposed to. Law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, and my thing is, can they stop you? All they can do is track you. Well, obviously, some of these people don't care if you catch them.
There is anti-drone tech that we do have, but the problem is, as we see all over, is that people are going to just look for the soft targets, and that's the problem. Because it's the same reason they target the schools. It's the same reason you got all these things. They look for the softest targets where they can do the most damage as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not really a big fan of all these drones flying all around.
All right. But you want your guns.
I do.
So, I mean, it's a little hypocritical.
Well, I'm a law-abiding citizen, just like you have your drone.
Okay.
The Constitution says I can have a gun. It doesn't say you can have a drone. You know, the problem I have with it is just that anybody can go buy a drone. You can't go buy an airplane and fly it around. You got to have all kind of, training and licensing. They keep tabs
on you.
That
guy,
what
was it, the Whidbey Island guy? Remember he took that plane out? He learned how to fly on Flight Sim, and he stole that plane a couple years ago. He died, but...
Okay, well, he died, and he was breaking the law. Anybody can go buy a drone and fly it.
That video is fascinating.
Yeah. He's just flying around.
He stole a big plane. Was it a twin?
I forget what he was flying.
It wasn't a jet. It was a twin.
It was a twin engine. But he was flying the heck out of it, too.
Yeah. He was like rolling it and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Didn't
mean to go.
I'm guessing he died because he didn't get it. He didn't land it correctly.
No, he committed suicide.
Oh.
He crashed it.
Yeah. He finally was like, okay.
This is my whole thing. Yeah. They have the ATC. You can listen to the recording.
It's fascinating.
And the guys are like, hey, don't do this.
Trying to talk him down.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And he's like, you know what, man? And it's weird because
he's likable.
He's very likable.
As you're listening to him with his stolen airplane and all that kind of stuff.
He's like, hey, I'm sorry to put you guys in this bad situation. I know, but hey, man, I've got a tough, my week's been so rough, and you just really feel for this guy. And he stays away. He flies out over the water and he's doing all his maneuvers away from people. Mm-hmm. He was just doing it for him. He didn't want to hurt anyone else. He put it down in the ocean, didn't he? Well,
I don't remember where he put it down. That's the sad thing. It's been what, 3, maybe even 4 years since he did it?
Yeah. Oh, at least that.
But it was still
drones. I think drones are, the technology is cool. I love flying mine. It's a real, even if I'm not filming anything, just to fly it is fun to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Someone could put a thing on it and drop a thing and do all that. But, dude, we drive every day, and the only thing keeping us from head-on collision is a painted line. I mean, people can do anything at any time.
Yeah. Cars.
I don't think we need to go, well, let's get rid of cars.
And by the way,
let's get rid of drones or get rid of guns.
You were talking about the headlines.
We should regulate it a little more with stuff like that.
What about that law about, where they're really pushing to be able to sue the gun manufacturers? That is a problem, because that would then open up the manufacturer of cars to, no, this is a big thing that's been going on like in the past week.
But
you could then sue somebody who makes a fork. If somebody stabs you with a fork, you can sue the fork company?
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing ever. You cannot blame the manufacturer of something for the usage that some dummy went out and did. You just can't.
Okay.
You can't blame the podcast company because
we're
selling things.
You're preaching to the choir. It's just unnecessary.
I get it.
Yeah, but this is stuff they're pushing.
But I don't know what that has to do with the drones.
That's politics. I thought we don't do politics.
We're not doing politics.
I don't know what that has to do with drones. What
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same. Basically, if people start doing
it,
well, that's how conversations go. They flow. They go in all kinds of different directions. But still, your Mavic is the company you have, isn't that your drone? Yeah. If you go and you do something nefarious with your drone, can someone sue Mavic?
No, you can't.
Well, I know you can't, but that's the kind of stuff they're trying to do.
I don't think it's constitutional, and it's not worth talking about on a podcast. It's not supposed to be about politics.
Well, we can talk about what we want to talk about.
Yeah. Big D's doing headlines. Okay, what else?
I don't have it. I already moved on.
What?
The only thing
I want to say about drones is I wonder how much that stuff is set up around like the airport and stuff. I wonder if there are no-fly zones set up around places like a 5,000-seat amphitheater or a high school football game. Like, yeah, that you probably can't fly over Tiger Stadium at LSU or something because it's blocked off. But can you fly it over, you know, high school baseball football stadium that's got 1,000, 2,000 people in it?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, and so nobody's thinking about that because
I think people are thinking about it. I think there's a lot more going on in the drone stuff than you realize. They go through and look at people's. I watch these videos where they're like, "Hey, we got popped from the FAA because they saw this stuff that we were flying on that was posted on our YouTube page." And they're going through and they're finding, and then they're contacting these content creators, the video creators, and saying, "Hey, you violated this. You're flying. We know where you're flying because you have the footage of it. That's inside the zone." And they'll either fine them. Most of the time, they have them go do the get their license. So there's a drone license that you can take that you don't have to get, but they push them to get it. That's, I guess, one of their ways of getting more and more people in the system.
But, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick, you know how we were talking about the selling of people's license or their catalogs and all that, musicians?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Timberlake is going to sell his, he's going to be set for life with all that.
Jeez.
What?
Probably. I don't know how many songs he's written. I guess he's going to sell whatever part of the recorded catalog he has.
Well, he's got his songs are Cry Me a River, A Rock Your Body, Sexy Back, Suit and Tie, I mean, Can't Stop This Feeling. He's got a bunch of them that are in that catalog. So it's not the NSYNC stuff. It's the solo stuff.
Did he write them?
It says so. According to this, he's selling, unless he
there
had...
There are two different things. You can sell the songs or you can sell the recordings. And I don't know if he hang on. I'm trying to look it up right now.
I don't know how he's doing it.
Was written by, yeah, he did. He wrote part of that. Yeah, so he probably wrote part of most of those other ones. Good for him.
Man.
Sell it, man.
That is a great way. That is a great way for like bands and artists and all that to make. If you have enough songs, if you wrote your own songs, that kind of stuff, that is a great way to get some cash. Just an influx where you're just like, I'm going to pay everything off right now. This moment sale.
I doubt he has a bunch of debt, but, you know.
He might.
It's just, the way they do it is they figure it out over time, like 15 years. Okay, but those copyrights are good for 95 years. So, and if you've had it for 10, it's still good for a long time, okay? And actually, it depends on different copyrights are good for different amounts of time. For songs, it's either that or it's, I can't remember how they decided, or it's like, your life plus 70 years, well then, okay, so you can leave money to your family or you can leave them the songs and let them continue to collect the money on them. But some people are like, forget it.
Get the lump sum.
Take it now.
Yeah, it's like a lot of the lotto winners. They win, $80 billion and they go, yeah, but I'll take the lump sum of $200 million and they walk away with that because they go, that's a lot of money. I'm good.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that.
What, the lump sum?
I would not.
No.
If it was big enough, I would. I want to do what I want to do with that money. I don't want to drag it out.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
And another thing is we're not promised tomorrow. So, I mean, sure, your family gets that money or whatever over the next – but you don't know what's going on. Give me that money.
Also, taxes change. They go up all the time. So, over 15 years, you're going to have an increase in tax.
And
the government's going to take more.
Inflation. Would you take $10 million now, or would you take $1 million a year for 20 years? Well, that's going to be $20 million. But, man, in that last year, that $1 million is worth way less than it is today. So, I would take the $10 million now. Let's do it. Pay my taxes. I end up with $5 million, and I'll do what I want to do with it. It's just... The other side of that is to take it the other way, because you'll always have income. You can't go out and blow it all.
But if you do it right, you always have income.
Exactly.
Like it'll create.
You'll invest it in businesses, and it, yes, buy property, do stuff like that.
There are
like
other ways to have passive income.
Can I ask a dog question? Because, may I please?
All right.
So Stacy and the kids want a dog. Ever since her past dog passed away, they've been bugging me for a new dog. Do I get a pound dog, like a rescue dog? Obviously, the answer is yes. But do they have like poodle breeds and things like that that don't shed?
Sure, there's rescues for every kind of dog.
Yeah, I think
so. There are.
Because I don't want just any dog. I love mutts. I really do. Because mutts are, God bless you. Mutts are usually, God save you. Mutts are usually much healthier. God keep you. I think it's the next one. The
next one is, God, stop it.
But like, yeah, I didn't know if they had like good dogs. And I hate saying good dogs, but you know, dogs that don't shed. Mm-hmm. I just don't want hair everywhere. I've already got that cat that every time you run your hand across it, you look at your hand and it looks like you're like auditioning to be Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf. Dad, don't come in here.
Patrick had to say that a lot growing up.
Why? What is that?
Dad, no, what? Don't come in here. Don't you? No.
Patrick, why are you taking so long in the bathroom? What are you doing in there?
I don't know what you're talking about. That totally wasn't me.
All right, so this weekend is crazy, too, because, again, like I said, go see Top Gun. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to see it again, hopefully Sunday. But you also got Stranger Things. Which dropped last night. I haven't watched a single episode of this half season. And you've got Obi-Wan. Like, do they want us to go outside? That's the question.
Yeah, we're gonna be hunkered down.
Man,
I'm really pumped up about Stranger Things. It ended with him
with Hopper in Russia.
Yeah, in some sort of a prison of
camp
some sort.
Yeah.
It was Russia. Didn't it say Russia on the?
Well, it was obvious it was Russia because that was the bad guys in the 80s and all that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But they get tagged for everything. Tagged for everything.
Yeah, they're an easy target, man.
Man, I did not like Russia when I went. I was no fan at all.
So what was the worst part about it?
It's the people are great. I didn't have a problem with that.
Didn't they love you? Because when they found out you were American, they were like just gushing over you?
The younger ones were, like my age. So this is 1991, which is also when the coup happened. That's when the Soviet Union became Russia. It used to be, remember USSR?
Yeah, the Soviet
CCCP?
Socialist Republic.
Yeah. So all that changed. And I got home. I got back to the States 2 weeks before the coup, and I had friends of mine who were still there, and they had pictures of like tanks rolling down the. They're like taking pictures outside their flat, looking down at tanks. Anyway, the people are great. The older people hated me. There was such a animosity to Americans. I remember I was walking down the street, and I looked like an American. I had a green. What do you call this? Like. Swishy kind of windbreaker thing.
Of course. So like you have the members only jacket
yeah,
or something?
Kinda, yeah. Well and wearing, khakis and Nikes or whatever. And she's walking towards me and I was just going to be really nice. I'd been practicing and I was going to say hello in Russian and all that stuff. And as I approached her, she was, probably 60 something years old. She turned her back to me so that she, like as our paths crossed, so that she wouldn't, like, we wouldn't be face-to-face.
Yeah. She didn't want to look at you?
Didn't know. I was disgusting. And I was like, what the? All right. So I ran her down, and I tackled her. And then I started.
What's that we're doing in America?
I started yelling, Wolverine!
Wolverine!
Yeah. And I was punching her so hard.
By the way, he's kidding. Just for the four idiots who think this is.
Oh
I can't
gosh.
Believe you said
oh
that.
Gosh,
and then they stopped
dude,
watching.
I was just answering a email on a lady who was mad that you were making fun of the teacher who was giving out the Thomas Jefferson Candy Award
all
that kind of stuff.
Really?
She's like, how dare him? Look at the teachers, Evaldi. And da, 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 da. I'm like, why? She's
what?
Like, I will never listen to you guys again because Patrick made fun of a teacher.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm like,
well,
really?
Good. Thank you. All right,
really?
Bye.
Really?
Have a nice life.
So then I started looking at her.
You probably won't because you're miserable.
I started looking. Well, it's funny. I started looking at her past messages to us. Every single one was a complaint. So she'll still be listening. I mean, every single one she said, I'm never listening
until
again.
Next week when I can find something else wrong with you.
We have people that literally do that. It's crazy. And I'm not saying we. I'm talking like just people everywhere. There are people who are just so miserable. They love to spread their
just
misery.
Just complain and just.
You know what I did? The last one was like, kicked her, and I said, "That's for Pearl Harbor."
I don't think that was the Russians. I'm like 75% sure.
Anyway, well, it's been great. You guys have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
you too.
Oh, I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
What is he say? Smartage?
The smartage. I don't remember what he was
smartage?
Calling about. Like, literally, animals he called. We must have been talking about dogs, and he just, that was the gold. He wanted to talk about the animals and the smartage.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
What does that even mean?
And they're like, I'm sure that's what he's saying.
And we said, the smartage? And he goes, click.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
Smodgage?
Smartage.
I don't know.
Like, I guess the intelligence of the animals?
Smartness?
Is that what we're talking about?
Is he saying smartness?
No, like smartage. Yeah, he was meant like smartness, intelligence, but he said smartage.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
Oh.
Wow. Hey, man.
Dude.
That's not the dumbest thing any of us has said this week.
No, I've said worse on this podcast. All right, well, yeah.
Then
so
I told her, I said, and take back Yakov Smirnoff.
And
nobody,
Balky.
Nobody under 40 is going to get that joke, and I'm here for it.
And Balky.
Balky wasn't Russian. Balky was from Meepos. Gosh, get it right.
What is Meepos?
It was a made-up place. He had a made-up accent and all
what
this made-up stuff.
What about Mork?
Mork was from Mork.
Where was he from?
He was from Ork.
Orkestania.
It was another planet.
Oh. Orkestan.
You're thinking of...
I'm thinking of...
What's his name from Taxi? No, where
Borat.
Was
it? Borat. Take Borat back.
What was the name of the character on Taxi?
Latka.
And he was from a made-up place, too, I think.
He was from Vodka.
Played by?
Andy Kaufman.
Yep.
Who everybody says was a genius. Do you think that David Letterman thing was fake?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I think all that was fake. Yeah.
It was brilliant. It made
both of
them.
He was brilliant, but he was just so weird. Like, I can only tolerate so much of that.
It's too much. It's like, okay.
Sometimes it's really funny, and sometimes I'm like, okay.
It's not really funny. It's like, okay. It's, okay.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, rate the podcast. Give us all the stars, even just lie. Tell everybody how great we are.
Tell them this was a great podcast.
Give us all the ratings, all the stars. You just love it. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to our channel, hit the bell, do the whole thing. That way you always are there, and we can talk about the smartage of animals another day.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Take that!
It was the podcast.